Hello, welcome back to Teach Languages Online, the podcast all about your online language teaching business. I am Lindsay from Lindsay Does Languages, and I'm here for this little mini season, some special episodes about some things I've been thinking about lately. And we're on the second of those episodes right now. If you joined me for last time, then you will know already that now is the time to get yourself on the waitlist for the online teaching starter kit, because it will be opening very soon. And you can do that, lindsaydoeslanguages.com/OTSK. And yeah, we'll talk more about that at the end. But for now, let's get into today's episode. This is 4 habits of highly successful online language teachers. And you know, as an online language teacher, you have a lot on your plate, right? You need to make sure that the lessons you give are fun and engaging for your student, but also effective and efficient. And in addition to all of this, there are some simple habits that highly successful online language teachers have in common, habits that help to set them apart from their peers and provide an edge in their business. So if you want to take your career to the next level, here are 4 things that successful online language teachers do that you can do too. Number 1, get good at knowing your schedule and availability routine. Now, maybe that word makes your heart sing, maybe it makes your heart pound, but no matter what routine looks like to you, it's a core habit of successful online language teachers. And the good news is that it's what you decide. Your routine can look like you want it to. And if that means 5 a.m. alarms and mornings in the gym, then that's great. If it's 10 a.m. starts with a solid breakfast before work each day, that's good too. The key here really isn't me saying, get up at this time, start work at that time, or you just have to use this app. Instead, it's all about you knowing yourself, your schedule, and your availability. Knowing when you're most productive, creative, energetic, relaxed, and focused, and then fixing your routine around that rather than trying to squeeze yourself into a hashtag friendly routine that the internet says leads to optimum productivity. And the best online language teachers know this. Number 2, have a designated workspace in your home. Now, I know it might not be possible to have your own room dedicated to your home office, but if there is at least a space that's your workspace, then you're onto a winner. So make it a place that you enjoy being, a place you want to work in. It might be the ritual of lighting a candle that you love each day before work. It could be the right soundtrack to your working day. Perhaps it's a cute houseplant on the windowsill. Whatever it is for you, know your boundaries for work time and stay out of this space as much as possible when it's not work time. And if you've not got space for this at home, no problem. How about a local library or coffee shop that you can find a regular cozy spot in? And that way, you know when you're there, it's work time. Number 3, have a system for new students. That first impression is the most important one. It's when you set the tone, establish a relationship, and make it clear to your students that you care about them as people. They're not just a number, right? Now, this will look different depending on how you teach online. So if you have a digital product or an online course, then you want to have a good automated system in place for new enrollments. This ensures that students get access to the right things, are appropriately logged in and logged and, you know, recorded as a student of that product, and all in all are happy with the process. Test run, I can't stress this one enough, test run your setup once it's in place as well before hitting the publish button. Alternatively, if it's live lessons that you're offering as part of that automated system, you may want to think about including the chance to book in the first lesson automatically too, so having a calendar link there as well for students. Now, not only does this level of automation save you time and brain power every time a new student enrolls, but it also helps to impress students and to improve that first impression and make them feel they've made a good choice to start learning with you. Number 4 is to set boundaries with your students. This is another habit that's worth laying down right at the start, and successful online teachers do really, really well, and that's setting boundaries, being prepared to say no, yes, and everything in between. You are a professional teacher and you need to act like one at all times, especially online, which means setting boundaries with your students so they know what you expect of them and vice versa. So if you have, for example, an open door policy where you say it's okay for students to contact you outside of class time, then make sure that's the case. However, honestly, this might be quite a big ask for many, myself included. I don't want to be thinking about work on the weekends or in my evenings or in my early mornings, right? I want to be thinking about work during work time. So you should think carefully before offering 24/7 access to yourself or one of your team members as an asset of what you offer. For example, in Language Life, which is the program I run for learners, we have one day a week when I'm available for one-on-one support during office hours. Any limits to contact outside of lesson time? You want to be letting students know from the get-go. If there is a particular platform that you reply from, maybe there's one that you won't reply from, tell them this too. So just making it really, really clear from the beginning and having those boundaries laid out. So become aware then of the habits that highly successful online language teachers have in common and adapt it to do what works for you. If you are or if you want to become an online language teacher, it's important to know what habits will make you successful. So many times we're unaware of our own habits until someone points them out, and becoming aware of the small things that we do each day can help us to improve our lives and improve the work that we do. So try keeping a journal where maybe you write down everything that happens during the day for a week straight of work time, right? And there's plenty of apps that can help you with this too. But by doing this, you'll start to notice patterns emerge from which point forward it will be easier for you to identify when negative behaviors arise again without having someone else to point out first. So you get to decide, you get to do this, right? So for example, maybe you realize that at 2 p.m. each day, your energy starts to slump a little bit, you're paying less attention. So does that mean that you should plan in a little break there? Or does it mean that you should plan in some lighter tasks there? It's up to you, because at the end of the day, I suppose if there's a fifth habit that we're going to talk about, it's knowing yourself and it's adjusting your habits, adjusting your routine, adjusting what you do for your teaching business to suit you and to suit your, you know, both your kind of more permanent kind of personality style qualities and your temporary things like your moods and your emotions and all of that as well. So taking everything into account, and when you do that and when you're able to adjust everything accordingly, then you are golden, amazing, incredible. All right, so that is it for this episode. If you have any questions, feel free to reach out. It's lindsay@doeslanguages.com to send me a little email, lindsay. And yeah, like I said at the beginning, in September 2022, we'll be opening up the online teaching starter kit again, and with some very cool upgrades, very cool bonuses. I'm really, really excited to share this with you. This is my course, my program for people who want to start teaching online, or maybe you've already started, but it's, you know, you want to grow, you want it to become something full time or something bigger, or you just want to know what to do next and how to expand. And if that sounds like you, regardless of which language you're teaching, right? This isn't just for English teachers or, you know, anything like that. It's the language, it's language agnostic, I guess we could say. So we'll be opening up in September, and yeah, it would be great to have you join us. If you want to be first in line to know more about that, then you can join the waitlist at lindsaydoeslanguages.com/OTSK. And yeah, I'm looking forward to speaking with you very soon. All right. Thank you. Bye.